In this episode, I give you 5 things that might lead to your Amazon account getting suspended. If you're an Amazon seller, you need to hear this.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining. I'm glad that you decided to join me on the Private Labeler Show podcast, episode number 37, everybody. Welcome aboard. Super excited that you are here. If you didn't know, the Private Labeler Show podcast is dedicated to helping 1,000 amazing people such as yourself start an online business in 2016. So welcome aboard. Glad that you're here. Very grateful for each and every one of you. Whether you're listening to the podcast in a car ride on the freeway in rush hour traffic, or if you're at the gym, or maybe just at your house on your computer, wherever you are, thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one of you more than you know. So, and in this episode, we're going to talk about Amazon accounts, or Amazon account suspensions, if you will. I know it's kind of a scary topic, but we got to talk about it. So I'm going to bring to you 5 different ways that Amazon accounts do get suspended on occasion. And I'm going to talk about those 5 different ideas. So that way you as a seller know exactly what you should be doing and not be doing, talking about like the Amazon terms of service and all things kind of related. So it's really important stuff, because last time I checked, you don't want to be, you know, crushing it on Amazon and all of a sudden you get an email from them saying, hey, your account has been suspended, because that would super suck. So again, we'll talk about that in just a minute. But before that though, just wanted to share a quick tidbit of Amazon news with you. As you guys know, I love talking about just different things that Amazon's getting involved in. And this time around, I recently learned that Amazon is launching its own premium music subscription service. So you, some of you guys like myself use Spotify or maybe Apple Music or just other ones that are related. So Amazon says, hey, we got to have a piece of that pie too. Again, I think they're going to take over the world shortly. It's only a matter of time. But by the end of summer, they're going to have a subscription music service or premium service with the likes to rival like Spotify and all the rest of those guys like Apple Music. So I thought that was really cool. Who knows how much it'll be or what it's going to be called. So kind of stay tuned for that. I know for Prime members, we do have a Amazon Prime Music service, but according to the article that I read, this is going to be much bigger, huge library of music. So again, rivaling like Spotify and all those guys. So very, very cool stuff. Again, look for that in late summer. I wonder if they're going to have the Taylor Swift music collection on there, because she left Spotify to go to Apple Music. So I wonder if Amazon's going to have enough clout to get Taylor Swift, because if they got Taylor Swift on there, I'm all in. I'm switching. Actually, just kidding. She's really creepy. So no offense to any of you Taylor Swift fans out there. Just find her kind of creepy. Let's get going here. Let's keep moving here. So quick question for you guys. Do you need help picking a product? If so, have you downloaded my quick start guide to picking a product to start selling on Amazon? If not, no better time than now to do that. Just go to privatelabelershow.com/guide and drop your email in there, and I will deliver that to your inbox so you can have a guide to help you kind of get started along that path to finding your first product. So check that out if you have not already. All right, guys, ready for takeoff, ready for liftoff. Let's get this started. So let's talk Amazon account suspensions. Ooh, it's kind of scary, right? So one thing you're going to want to do is, as an Amazon seller, you're going to want to make sure that you are a good seller on Amazon, that you are following the rules. Now, there's a lot of different rules in that terms of service, and I highly doubt that anybody has ever actually read all of it, but it's all there for you. And unfortunately, the terms of service, a lot of it's kind of a gray area. But what I'm going to do here is I'm going to cover 5 different ways, again, that you can be a better seller, or if you violate some of these ideas, Amazon may take note of that and unfortunately kind of crack down on you. So one thing that I wanted to clarify here is that it is a privilege to be able to sell on Amazon, and it's not your right. It's Amazon's site. They can do whatever the hell they want at any given time, and to be honest, they don't give a damn. Like, they're just going to make rules based on what's best for them and act on them accordingly. So don't cry about any of these things if they ever happen to you. Amazon doesn't have any feelings, okay? So, again, selling is a privilege. Now, account suspension isn't very common, but it does happen from time to time. And sometimes it's without warning, okay? But a lot of the times, Amazon will kind of give you an email or message and say, hey, you know, knock it off on this or that. And it's pretty clear cut on what they're getting at. But again, what I'd highly recommend that you do is just study up on the terms of service that they clearly put out there for you and make sure you are in compliance with all of those things that they have in there. Alrighty, folks. So reason number one that may lead to your account possibly getting suspended or terminated is by having really bad or poor customer service. So Amazon prides itself on what it's built. It's an amazing platform, tens of millions of customers, and obviously they love to be able to provide really great customer experiences for everybody, fast shipping, over-the-top customer experiences. Whenever there's a problem, Amazon is usually really great about taking care of an issue, and you represent their brand. You're on their platform, and they obviously expect you to take care of your customers and their customers accordingly as well. So if a customer ever has an issue with something, You need to make sure that you're taking care of it quickly and effectively and going above and beyond at all times. So if a customer demands a refund, do it. If they demand a replacement, do it. Okay, don't ever argue, bicker, or complain with the customer, because if that happens, then they're going to complain to Amazon about you, and all that stuff will get tracked and measured and noticed. Okay, so make sure you just are proactive in taking care of that customer every single time. And again, if you get a, let's say you get a message through Seller Central, from a buyer, somebody that bought one of your products, make sure that you're responding that quickly. As I mentioned some past podcast episodes, because Amazon tracks that as well. They track how quickly you actually get back to the customer. So if it's more than 24 hours, they're going to ding you for that. So you're going to want to make sure that you put a priority focus on the customer experience, because if you don't, you get enough dings against you, you're going to start to lose favor as a seller with Amazon. Now, one of the things that you need to absolutely make sure that you have, and I don't even know how a serious private labeler would even do business without this, but you need to make sure that you have a autoresponder email sequence set up, okay? So you need to make sure you're using a program or a service like SalesBacker. And it's got a lot of great advantages and great benefits, but one of the reasons is that if somebody buys a product from you, you need to have an email sequence set up that kind of guides that customer along the way with that purchase. So you can set the email sequence up however you want in SalesBacker or equivalent program, but you're going to want to make sure you have something like that, because again, that's customer service. And if the customer's got an issue, they can click a link in one of those emails and then they can start interacting with you if they got a question, a concern, an issue, and you can take care of that issue immediately, quickly, and that way it doesn't lead to a poor customer experience with that customer having to deal with Amazon and getting Amazon involved and dragging them involved in the situation. They can just immediately contact you because you have that email sequence that goes out every single time somebody buys a product from you. Now, I use SalesBacker. Again, it's an amazing program. Again, I don't even know how you're doing business without a program like this. It's just beyond me. So make sure you have SalesBacker or an equivalent. That's, I use SalesBacker. I love it. If you guys want a 60-day free trial of that, by the way, without a credit card, which is awesome, so try it out for 60 days. You can, if you use this link, you'll get the 60-day trial without credit card. Go to salesbacker.com/go/PLS, okay? So if you use that link, you'll get the 60-day free trial. Try it out for as long as you need to. And again, it's without credit card. And just set up those email sequences there. Not only is it going to help with your customer experience, but it's also going to help you get feedback and reviews, which is awesome. So make sure you set that up. I'll put that link as well in the show notes. If you're driving, you can't remember that, just visit the show notes and I'll have a link to that in there. So you got to have a program like that. And that's just going to help with your customer experience. And I do get a lot of customers that will actually reply to the autoresponder messages just thanking me for walking them through as a customer, like, as far as when the item is being delivered and making sure that they're happy with it and all those touch points that I give. They're super thrilled about that, and that goes a long way into them leaving high quality reviews for you, leaving great feedback. And again, just if they have an issue, they can come right directly to you and you can take care of that issue quickly. So have great customer service and a great customer experience, goes without saying, but you'd be surprised. All right, so number two, everybody. Number two, having more than one account, Seller Central account it is, having more than one Seller Central account without permission may lead to you being suspended or terminated or just banned completely off of Amazon. So I do hear from time to time people say, hey, can I have more than one account? The answer is you might be able to. You just have to ask for Amazon's permission, okay? So just have one seller account. Don't try to open multiple or an additional one for any reason unless Amazon gives you permission to do so. You may be able to open up that second account without issue for a while, but eventually Amazon's going to find out. They always find out. Their tactics or like their software, however they do all this stuff on the back end, is pretty incredible how they can link things with just different things that you're doing. They see just about everything. So don't try to fool them or anything like that. They're going to catch you sooner or later. So just get permission. Also, too, like if you have multiple family members in your household and you all want to have maybe like your different Amazon accounts for your Seller Central and stuff like that, so, you know, more than one account, Amazon's going to link those IP addresses. So even though it's your account and maybe, you know, your uncle's account in the basement or something like that, you guys are all using like the same computers and internet and stuff like that, there's a good chance that they might link that as well. So just be kind of cautious on that in your own household if you have multiple accounts. You might say, well, it's my account and then it's his account is different. Amazon necessarily doesn't see it that way. So they may end up linking your accounts and saying, oh, this is against the rules. So just a little word of caution on that. All right, so idea number three, everybody, review manipulation. Review manipulation can and will get your account suspended and or terminated. There's been a ton of news about this over the past few years with Amazon having a lot of problems with bad reviews, review sites, people paying for reviews. No secret that if you're selling on Amazon, you've heard of this before. You've probably been a little bit scared about it before. Well, let me just give you some breakdown here. Yes, you cannot directly pay somebody to leave a review for your product. So you can't go on Fiverr, as an example, and buy a gig where some guy is going to say, hey, I'll leave a review for your product as my gig. That's obviously a no-brainer, but yet people still try to do it. And some people might get away with it without a problem, but eventually Amazon will find out if you're doing it at any sort of like mass scale. Okay, they always seem to find out about these things. And usually what they might do is just remove those reviews and, you know, never even mention anything to you about it. It happens. But if you're doing anything like kind of like a larger scale, Amazon will definitely take note. So here's what you need to know. Amazon is aware that when you launch a product that you are probably going to do some sort of a giveaway. They're aware of that. And they fully just say, okay, that's cool. They allow you to do that. But in their terms of service, they state specifically that if you are doing excessive giveaways to get reviews, then therefore they might act and take some action against you or your account, okay? So they don't say how many or anything. They just say kind of they just state excessive. So what does excessive mean? Again, who knows? But obviously if you're just a standard private labeler and you're doing giveaways in mass scale, like let's say you're giving away 100 products every single day for 3 weeks or whatever it might be, then Amazon's probably going to go, hey, that's not natural. That's not normal. We're going to look into this. And obviously, they may come down on you and they crack down on your account. So keep it reasonable, all right? So when you're doing your giveaways, make sure it's reasonable. What is reasonable? I don't know exactly, okay? So maybe it's just, you know, giving away 10 a day or 15 products a day for a week or something like that. But if you're constantly doing giveaways every single week in mass scale, Amazon's going to take note of that and they may suspend or terminate your account. All right. So continuously doing giveaways in exchange for reviews is a bad idea. And again, I already mentioned purposely paying somebody money with the expectation that they have to leave a review for your product is not good. And a lot of times those reviews just get deleted. But at the same time, Amazon might take note of that if you're doing that, again, in a large scale to abuse the review system. So here's something else that you need to know. If somebody is buying one of your products in the promo stage, that let's say you give them that coupon, the discount code, let's say they're going to buy it for $1.90 or whatever it is, and you give them that coupon code, it is your responsibility and their responsibility as a purchaser of that product. If they do leave a review. Again, you can't force people to leave reviews, but if they do leave a review, it is their responsibility, just as well as yours, that they are putting that disclaimer in there stating that they got your product for a discount, okay? So Amazon actually has that in their terms of service. They actually give you the verbiage and the words in there. You can almost just tell them to put almost exactly what Amazon says to put in there. But you need to make sure that people are putting that in there if they choose to leave a review, okay? It's really important. So just thought I would mention, you know, number three, review manipulation. If you're doing anything to kind of with any black hat techniques for reviews or whatever, that stuff usually gets noticed right away with Amazon. Like I said, they're so good. They're so far in advance and with all this stuff. They notice anything on like a mass scale, they're going to catch it in due time. It's kind of like I'll see some of my competitors selling products and all of a sudden from one day to the next, they'll have like, you know, 80 reviews extra or something like that. And the next day they have another 80. It's like, okay, you can tell they're up to some black hat manipulation here. I don't know how or what they're exactly doing. And those reviews might stick for a little bit, but usually if you look in a week or two, they're all gone. Okay. So Amazon, who knows what they do to that seller beyond that? I have no idea, but just don't manipulate things on a mass scale. Play with Amazon's terms of service. They know you need to do giveaways. They're okay with it. Just don't go crazy with it. Okay. And really, once after you launch a product, you should just be getting organic reviews or natural reviews anyways. And a way to obviously do that is if you have a program like SalesBacker set up that will reach out to the customer and then ask them for a review, okay? So having SalesBacker, again, you can get your reviews that way. The natural, organic ones, the good ones, okay? So not the ones that are, you know, that you got off of the promo period where you're doing like the giveaways and stuff like that. So actually real organic reviews, and you can get a bunch of those through using a program like SalesBacker to get them organically and automatically. So use that for that as well. All right. So the fourth reason that Amazon might suspend your account or possibly you can get in a little bit of trouble with them is having excessively high return rates all the time. So if the products that you are selling are constantly getting returned time and time again, if you're selling just junk products, or maybe you are misleading customers on the sales page and they're buying your stuff and what they're actually getting is a little bit different, naturally those customers might complain to Amazon and they will opt then to return the item. So Amazon tracks all that. They track your refund rate on your products and things like that. And it's all logged in your seller central account in your reports. So you'll be able to see like your refund percentage. And if you have a high refund percentage all the time on all these different products that you're selling, again, that might not be very cool with Amazon. So it might be a specific product that you're selling that's just got an issue and customers are returning it for whatever reason. Amazon might tell you or actually shut down that specific ASIN or that specific listing. But if you're a problem to them constantly all the time by you selling poor quality items, then they might just actually just suspend your account if they just say that you're just too much of an issue. So A, make sure you're selling good stuff. B, make sure that what you're advertising on your listing, the customer is actually getting. So you can look in Seller Central and actually see your refund percentage. And obviously, depending upon the category, like clothing might have a higher, clothing and electronics typically might have like a higher refund rate than, I don't know, just some random products. But so everything might be kind of category specific. And times of the year too, obviously after the holidays, there might be more refunds. It's just natural. So Amazon knows all this stuff. But if you have super high refund rates all the time, Amazon might take note of that and say, hey, you know, what's wrong with what you're selling? And geez, you're constantly having refunds on all the different products you're selling. And again, that might be bad. So just make sure you know your refund percentage. Obviously, it's going to vary, like I mentioned, per category. But you want to shoot for a really low refund percentage. And that could be, you know, as low as like 1% or less. And you can kind of see that. And I'd recommend that at least maybe once a week or maybe once a month, you pull up your reports for refunds, and you can actually see why people are returning items. It'll give a code on why they're returning it, but they don't really get too detailed into it. A customer can technically click anything. If you ever returned anything on Amazon before, sometimes you just click whatever, it doesn't matter, and you send it back. But again, you can kind of get an idea of why people are returning things. So again, if you look at your refund report and you see that people are refunding things in excessive amounts, because they're stating that what was on the listing isn't what they actually got, then you might have some problems on your hand where you need to address your listing to make sure you're spelling things out perfectly clear on what the customer's actually getting, or maybe your pictures are a little bit off and not really representing actually what the customer is getting. So take a look into things like that, and you don't want to deceive people by having a listing that overpromises things and what they actually get is kind of just a cheap product and not what you kind of told them it was going to be on the actual sales page. So ensuring you have a quality product is huge. Quality always wins. So if items are always breaking just because it's cheap junk, naturally customers are going to complain to Amazon. They're going to refund it. And in due time, like I said, Amazon might come at you and say, hey, we're going to shut this listing down because it's just too much of a hassle. And I'd imagine if you keep doing that again and again, Amazon might just suspend your account. So just make sure that you are in tune with your refund rates. All right, so the fifth and final thing that will certainly get your account suspended, terminated, if not, you might even get a little legal trouble, not to scare you or anything, but you definitely want to make sure you're not violating any copyrights, any trademark infringement, any patents, stuff like that, or you don't want to sell counterfeit knockoff products. That certainly in itself, Amazon does not play around with. If that gets word gets to Amazon that you're doing any of that, typically they have a very swift and very harsh response to that. They don't want to get involved in legal matters. They don't want anything to do with that stuff. So usually that just results in account suspension or termination without fail. So just make sure as a seller, you are following the rules when it deals with copyrights, trademarks, patents, the legalities, that you're not being a shiesty person and selling knockoff counterfeit products. And again, if you're listening to this podcast, more than likely that is not you. But there are people out there that knowingly and willingly violate these laws, these trademarks, copyright, stuff like that, just to make a quick buck, just to rip off other people's intellectual property. They are out there, they are lurking, not cool, but it does happen. So don't be that person. I'm not saying, again, you would be that person, but just make sure that you're not naive to it, or you're not unknowingly doing any of these things. So it's your responsibility as a seller to make sure that everything you're selling and putting out there is kosher, that it's good, and that you're not violating any of this stuff. Make sure you check the copyright and trademark site. I'll list that in the show notes, and I've listed that before, where you can kind of do a quick search to see if there's any like any trademarks or patents going on products that you shouldn't be messing around with. So I'll put that in the show notes. But again, don't be that guy that goes on Alibaba and sees like this fantastic deal on all this Disney product and stuff like that, and then you buy a ton of it, and then you just blast it out on Amazon thinking, hey, this is going to be great because I'm going to sell it super cheap and it's going to be way cheaper than it is in the stores, and I'm going to make a quick buck off of this. Doing things like that when you're just messing with fire, I just wouldn't even play around with it. Don't be tempted. Just because it's on Alibaba doesn't make it okay, because in China, they don't give a damn. Like, they'll sell whatever, and they'll break any rules or laws because they don't have to follow them all the time. It's a different country. It's different jurisdiction. So just because you see things on Alibaba doesn't always mean it's okay to buy them and sell it, okay? But if you're private labeling, you're customizing product, and you're checking yourself out, making sure that you're not stepping on anybody's toes, you have no problems to really worry about. But then again, just make sure you are familiarizing yourself with the rules of the game. So thought I would mention that, kind of a no-brainer, but just be careful out there. All right, so those were five different ways that you can possibly get your account suspended by Amazon. Certainly there are many other ways. Next question is, well, what happens if I do get my account suspended? Is that the end of the world? Well, not really. Amazon will typically send you an email and they'll state, hey, here's what you did wrong. Here's why we're suspending your account. And then they'll probably give you some options, depending upon what the situation was, to get your suspension lifted. It might be just simply, giving them a detailed response or report or plan and how you're not going to break that policy again. And what I would just highly recommend that you do is just fully comply with whatever they're asking of you. Don't argue or complain, all right? Just fully comply. Don't bicker. Don't be mean. Don't be nasty about anything. Now, certainly Amazon's going to use their discretion on whether or not they lift your suspension or how long it takes for them to do that. I don't know. I suppose it depends upon the problem. But if you do need help getting your account unsuspended beyond what you can control, there are plenty of people out there, businesses or just freelancers out there that deal with Amazon account suspension, and they kind of know
the inner workings of how to get accounts reinstated. And I would just recommend that you reach out to some of these people. I don't know any of them specifically, otherwise I'd give you a reference. But there are people out there that help Amazon sellers with suspended accounts. So it's not like you are fighting on your own. There are plenty of people that can help you out with this. So don't fear. It's more than likely a temporary thing. But again, if you keep getting suspended by Amazon, chances are they eventually just might terminate your account. So just play within their rules to the best of your ability, and you should all be fine. So that about does it for today's episode, everybody. Hopefully you got some value out of it. I really appreciate your time and your ears, as always. If you have any questions, comments, concerns about any of the information that I mentioned, leave a comment on the bottom of the blog post or in the Facebook group for the podcast. And you can get to that by going to privatelabelershow.com/FB and get joined up with the Facebook group. Pose any questions that you have in there and we'll be sure to answer them. So that about does it, guys. Take care. Have a classy day. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.